Leaving aside the controversy involving the biggest public health insurance provider and a new round of doctor strikes looming on the horizon, the public health insurance system in the Czech Republic is quite a generous one. But unlike some other EU countries, this generosity does not extend to everyone who lives and pays taxes here. Almost 100,000 foreigners living in this country have no access to public insurance and in some cases are denied insurance altogether. A number of NGOs have been campaigning to include these people in the public insurance scheme, which would ensure better health standards and more money for the state. Marsha Volinsky has this report.
In addition to Czech citizens, EU citizens, and foreigners from the outside of the EU with permanent residency in this country have access to public health insurance, which covers a large portion of healthcare expenses. Even those foreigners who do not have permanent residency but are legally employed automatically contribute to public health insurance. Yet, their families have no access to it. Also, self-employed foreigners and their families, foreign students, as well as husbands and wives of Czech citizens, who may spend up to 2 years on temporary spousal visas, have to rely on private health insurance. Elena Tlupova, coordinator of the Consortium of Migrant Assistant NGOs in the Czech Republic, which is leading the campaign for wider access to public insurance for foreigners, told me about the main problems with this type of insurance.
Commercial insurance doesn't cover the same extent as public health insurance, first of all. Then, unfortunately, in practice, our client often have to face the situation that some healthcare was provided, but it was not covered by health insurance, even they were sure that it's written in their contract. It's a big problem for children of parents from countries outside the European Union who were born on the territory of the Czech Republic, because in case something happened during giving birth or the child has some disease, commercial insurance company will not even give a contract to his parents, and it can cause huge debts, which can cause even complete bankruptcy of the family.
The problem is that private health insurance is not regulated by the same laws as public insurance. Although doctors are required by law to provide treatment to anyone in need, private insurance companies can deny payment on basis of, for example, pre-existing conditions, even if none were declared during initial screenings. All foreigners residing in the Czech Republic are required by law to have a health insurance plan, but private insurance companies can deny contracts without any particular reason. Robert Koresh, CEO of the private branch of VZP, the biggest public healthcare insurance company, does not feel that including more foreigners in the public healthcare insurance scheme would help this matter.
The existing scope of insurance has some limits. Our parent insurance company, the biggest public fund, made analysis according to which if all foreigners would be transferred from the commercial health insurance to the public health insurance, the negative impact on the state budget would be circa 12 billion Czech crowns. So my position is to settle all of those problems we are speaking about newly born and so on, with the new law.
The bill Mr. Karas is referring to is still in the very early stages of development, and although it may in the end stipulate that private insurance companies will be required by law to insure any foreigner without public insurance, it is not clear if it will pass through the parliament, since efforts to pass similar legislation have failed a number of times in the past. Usually, they run up against the economic interest, but Ms. Tlupova sees a more veiled reason behind this.
It was quite openly said that there is a quite strong lobby of commercial insurance companies who somehow try to resist this change because, as I said, this group of people is very profitable for insurance companies.
In fact, representatives of NGOs and healthcare advocates have carried out their own analyses, showing that state coffers would actually profit from such a move, since more than half of the foreigners living in this country who would be paying for the health insurance are of productive age, and average spending for their healthcare needs is at least 1,000 crowns less per year than for an average Czech in the same age group. Aside from the business side of things, making sure that children of foreigners get maximum burden-free healthcare coverage will also help the Czech state adhere to important international agreements, such as the Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Marsha Volinsky with that story.